From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian State TV is reporting that a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in central Damascus Sunday, killing at least 8 people and wounding a dozen more. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 12. Syrian security forces said they destroyed 2 other would-be bombers at the entrance to the city before they could do damage. French President Emmanuel Macron said West Africa and France must work together to eradicate terrorism. Speaking in Mali at the opening of a summit on forming a regional anti-jihadist force, Macron pledged military support, including tactical vehicles to fight terrorists in the region. Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mauritania, and Niger have said they are coming together to provide troops to combat rising insecurity and jihadist attacks affecting their countries. A fire has killed at least 1 person at a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Around 100 tents were destroyed in the blaze about an hour outside Beirut. More than 1 million registered Syrian refugees live in Lebanon, largely in settlements and Bekaa near the country's border. Voters in Tokyo are choosing dozens of members to the Tokyo Assembly Sunday in an election that could have national ramifications. The governor of Japan's capital, Yuriko Koike, is looking to boost her 60% approval rating and possibly challenge Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Abe is facing allegations he showed favoritism to a friend in a business deal, and his liberal Democratic Party has also been mired in scandal. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.